Hello, Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 14th, and the whole week ahead. It's very much a money orientated weekend for you now, and that's what you should concentrate on. It's possible that money could come to you for all kinds of reasons. You could win something, you could be given something. It doesn't have to be money, it could be something precious or invaluable. But whatever way you look at these stars, they really do put a glint of gold upon your whole cash prospects. Here's your Sunday stars. Is there thinking to be done in your life? I think there is. I think you need to gauge things so that you get more happiness and more enjoyment. Has your life become listless and dull and you don't know what to do next? Possibly. In which case, come up with a new plan, with new ideas, with new thoughts. It's time to do something more exciting with your life. So think about it. And here's your Monday stars. We shouldn't forget that we are still in the grip of that full moon, which is in your sign, Cancer. But now we look at the stars around you now, there's a lot of things whirring around you and going through your head. There are decisions and choices to be made, but I want you to explore new things first. I want you to go into the possibility of something new, something exciting and something interesting, and you'll be amazed and surprised at the brilliance around you. And here's your Tuesday stars. This is a lovely day, especially when it comes to one-on-one relationships. If you're on your own, then I suggest that you go out and meet people if you're looking for someone to share your life with or just to have some enjoyment with, like a friend. But this really does lift up your heart. This moon-sun connection is just delicious when it comes to you and someone else. Here's your Wednesday stars. Difficult day. Emotionally, it's quite difficult. Psychologically, you find you're not really with it. The problem with this aspect is that you can be open to all kinds of abuse from someone, especially emotionally or psychologically, and you must not put up with it. And don't do the same tricks back. Don't fight fire with this aspect, because in the end, people could get hurt and it could prove destructive. Can I just suggest this? When it comes to intimate matters, steer clear of them today. And here's your Thursday stars. The sun's going to move into Aquarius, which for you means the next 4 weeks are very important when it comes to intimate and private matters. On one side, this can mean your sex life, your love life. It can mean desire and passion. So something could happen over the next 4 weeks, which could change your whole attitude towards a certain part of your life. It's like rebirth, being reborn. It's as though someone comes and tickles your fancy and you quite like it. And here's your Friday stars. I love this Venus-Pluto aspect. You know, it follows in line with this very strong sexual urge and passions that will be paving the way in your life over the next month. And I think when you find Venus and Pluto together, then you get even more passion, but it's lust linking with love. And that whole energy and combo is just wonderful. If you're a Cancerian who's looking for someone very special and who turns you on.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.